Thank you for joining me on the Polyday this morning. My name is Adebisi Ogunjimi, and you're tuned to Bethouse 102.3 FM Ibadan, your radio station. Don't forget, you can find us on Radio Garden. Just search for Bethouse 102.3 FM on Radio Garden. Then you can listen to us live from anywhere in the world. You can also follow us on all our social media platforms. On Facebook, we are Real Petals FM 102.3. On TikTok, we are Petals FM .102.3. On X, we are Petals FM _102_3. And on the Instagram, we are Petals FM _102.3. We will continue with the reading of the book, Yinka Ojumake, 1966 to 2021. A biography written by his widow, Dr. Jo Oke Ojumake. Last week, we concluded on chapter 5, page 69, where the last paragraph was the attendance of the national conference in 2014 by the couple. They were qualified in their individual rights. Yinka represented Afeniferi, while Jo represented civil society organizations. It was a first. That was the last statement on chapter 5. Today we proceed to chapter 6, and it is titled Death Row. Death Row refers to a part of a prison used to accommodate those who have been sentenced to death. Such prisoners may be waiting for the outcome of their appeals against the sentence or waiting for their date with the executioner. The reality of life is, however, harsher. Everyone who draws breath on earth is actually on a death row. From the moment we are born, our feet shuffle inexorably towards this eventuality. It is just a matter of time. Sometimes fate intervenes to expedite or delay the inevitable. In the words of Robert Half, death is the penalty we all pay for the privilege of life. An aphorism states that the brightest stars burn the fastest. This was sadly true of Yinka. The most unlikely accident started his journey. He was driving and veered into a pole in a bid to avoid a head-on collision. He broke his hand in the accident. It should have been a simple procedure, a plaster cast, and a course of antibiotics and analgesics. It did not happen that way. Yinka, always the non-conformist, switched to alternative mode and sought tradomedical orthopedic treatment, which is acknowledged to be effective to an extent. Only this time, it failed, and there was a return to orthodox medicine. The diagnosis at UCH and Luce was there: amputation. Yinka considered this to be simply out of the question. The alternative therapist in Ijebu was also a huge disappointment and waste of vital time. Yet, the Indian wife of the Ijebu doctor had a suggestion which eventually saved the day. She advised that a now septic injury could be treated at Tata Hospital in Mumbai, India. At this point, the injury had become life-threatening. Pa Abraham Adesanya, the leader of Afeniferi, reached out to then-Governor Bola Ahmed Tinubu for help. Jo took a picture to him. The governor instructed a commissioner in his cabinet to arrange the trip to India for treatment. This prompt and unadvertised intervention is one of the reasons why some people, even outside the pool of direct beneficiaries, applaud the philanthropy of Bola Ahmed Tinubu. Tata is the brand name that covers a plethora of products, including power, vehicles, steel, chemicals, communications, consultancy, electronics, and hospitality, to name a few. India has grown a healthy capitalist appetite, which dwarfs the efforts of other developing nations. At a time in history, Nigeria appeared to be at par with India and the UAE in terms of economic